Hey, Joey.
Hi, Mike. How's it going? Well, Otter, why didn't you introduce me? Well,
who is that?
It's me. It's Poodle McNoodle. I'm visiting Joe. I left Fatty for a day, and now I'm visiting Joe.
Hey, Joe and Poodle McNoodle, and hello to everybody listening. My name's Mike. That's Joe. I live in the San Francisco Bay Area. Joe lives in L.A. Poodle McNoodle lives in Charlotte.
That's right. And I think Fatty's missing me. Hi, Fatty.
Each week we call one another and we catch up.
I wonder if I'll ever get to be on the beginning of the show now because I came to visit Joe.
You want to be on Big Fatty's opening?
I want to be on Big Fatty's opening. It'd be the first one that I actually like. And
wait,
I don't have to see his balls to be there.
How are you, Joe?
Poodle, you need to go. You need to be quiet. We're doing a show here.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty, online!
And I think Fatty's missing me. Hi, Fatty!
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1620 of the BFO for Thursday the 10th of April 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show!
Y'all, I got an article to read you about The Price is Right, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody! Hello, grinders. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Hello, grinders. Big Fatty, we didn't mean for you to actually say it. So, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you are grinders today because, y'all, I'm sitting here recording the little show, and y'all, the grin doctor just went off. So I totally expect hi, several more times during the little show. And, you know, y'all, it's very distracting, very distracting. And, y'all, this is a... Yeah, I don't understand this. Big Fatty is 57 years old, and this is a 19-year-old that is saying, hi, Big Fatty. I just don't get that. I just don't get it. Y'all, I have got several things on my list here today, but y'all, I think we are going to start with this. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Can you hear? Yes, Big Fatty! Not 40 said hi. Big Fatty, you're fucking it up! Y'all, went to the Von's East during my lunch hour on hump day, and as I oftentimes do, and y'all, I needed to get a birthday card, because y'all, my niece has got a birthday. It's coming up here, I want to say, like, not next week, but the week after. I'll have to look, so y'all, the Von's East had a coupon in the newspaper on hump day to buy one Hallmark card or Hallmark item for $9.99 or less and get another Hallmark item free up to $9.99. So y'all, I got a couple of cans. Y'all, they had a coupon in the store if you bought two boxes of the Cheerios. Big Fatty, is it we're gonna throw up two boxes of Cheerios? No. If you bought two boxes of Cheerios, then they had a coupon to get a dollar and a half off of the purchase of fresh fruit. And y'all, I was gonna get some fresh fruit. Now y'all, I'm gonna make some more of the nuts and bolts this week, and I was just waiting for the Cheerios to go on sale. So y'all, I went ahead and got those. Y'all, they had the whole pineapple. Reminded me of that Kyle and the Hawaiian. The whole pineapple. Big Fatty, is that spelled W-H-O-L-E? It does have a W, yes. It was on sale $2 off or something like that. Y'all, I got me some bananas. Y'all, I needed butter if I'm gonna make the nuts and bolts, of course. I got, what is that? Oh, they had my extra sharp cheddar cheese on sale. So I got some of that. Y'all, they had the good apple snack on sale, so I got that. You know, we're, this was just the week where everything was going on sale. Nothing was on sale last week. Y'all, they had the good Oscar Mayer Bafran. If you bought 2 pounds, you got 1 pound free. So, y'all, it was $6.99 a pound, so... I got 3 pounds for $14. That's less than $5 a pound. Y'all, they have the Jimmy Dean poke sausage rolls on sale, so I got a couple of those. Got me an onion, some solid. Y'all, I got me a beef roast. I'm going to cook that, and so I got some baby carrots to put in with that. And of course, I got my... chicken, and y'all have spent $65.46. And y'all, evidently, I looked ancient today because I got the senior citizens discount, and y'all have saved $34.17. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, it's been a while since we've been over here to spotting Big Fatty, and y'all, last time we were here, that Peter G. spotted Big Fatty, spending a little time with a gentleman caller after of his visit to the Love Chamber, and y'all, that Peter G. has spotted Big Fatty again. God, it's just Big Fatty making a spectacle of himself, and y'all, Big Fatty's got on some pink Crocs, and... big old stomach hanging out. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. Y'all, then that Peter G spotted Big Fatty again. It says Big Fatty out and about on his motorbike. Big Fatty, you're a purple princess in that. Y'all, I wish Big Fatty looked that good in a skin-tight suit. Big Fatty, we don't need to see you in a skin-tight suit. Y'all, that Peter G. also put out on the Twitter today, he says, come on, folks, I can't be the only one sending stuff into spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, it's true. All of you need to get out there and do it, right, Poodle? Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, in the newspaper on Tuesday, there was an article about the Price is Right, and I thought I'd just read it to you, because, you know, Hat M, the number one fan of the BFO for 2014, just loves it when Big Fatty reads. And it's entitled 8,000th Episode. There's so much noise during an episode of The Price is Right that producers of the soap opera The Bold and the Beautiful, which is taping nearby, need to be aware of the game show's schedule so the rowdiness doesn't disrupt the filming of a love scene. It's a party in the hands of host Drew Carey, even as the concept hasn't changed through the years. Make the best guess on how much a new car, entertainment center, or a trip to Paris costs, and you may just win it. Tuesday, the game show's 8,000th episode since its debut in 1972 was scheduled to air. Nearly 70,000 people have come on down. The game show has a blue-collar sensibility the Cleveland-bred Carrie reflects. That car or patio set... just the chance someone will take it home creates a palatable excitement. I'm not going to read everything here, but y'all, a couple of things I found very interesting, and it starts off in this next paragraph. As he approaches his 7th year on The Price is Right, Carey has made the show his own. That wasn't always the case, since he had the daunting task of replacing 35-year host Bob Barker. Y'all, I cannot believe Drew Carey has been hosting The Price is Right. He's getting ready to start his 7th year. Y'all, I just cannot believe that. A lot of it is about Drew Carey. You know, he is on the dancing, and y'all, he did a wonderful job in his dance this week. And yeah, I'm just going to finish it up with a little bit about what his duties are. It says, game show hosting can be a sweet gig. 3-day work weeks, 1 week off a month, and 2 months off in the summer. Carey is happy to keep his commitment to the show open-ended. Carey uses his downtime now to write comedy and revive his stand-up act. And I think he does a good job on there, but, I'm sure there are some that are like, oh, Big Fatty, nobody will ever replace Bob Baca, and the other thing, 8,000 episodes of The Price is Right, Big Fatty's almost at 25% of that.
Big Fatty, but The Price is Right is much more enjoyable.
Please, Poodle.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, I just thought I'd nada about the rest of the show. I'm sure all of you have heard by now that David Letterman is going to be stepping down over there at CBS. So that'll be interesting to see who replaces him over there. The person that hosted. Do you remember the person that hosted the late night show prior to Letterman coming over there?
Big Fatty, do you have a clue?
Well, as a matter of fact, I do have a clue, y'all. Here it is.
From Television City in Hollywood, Chevy Chase, Joan Van Ark, The Judge, Michael Gross, Peter Huberoff, comic Dennis Wolfberg, and Pat Gets a Physical. Plus, Tom Scott and the band, along with me, Dan Miller, all here tonight on The Pat Sajak Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Sajak.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty doesn't get to play that very often, but y'all, I loved the Pat Sajak show. And one of these days, somebody is going to find me a high quality resolution of just the music that Tom Scott and the band played for the Pat Sajak show theme. Y'all, I was hoping it's going to be that Dells in Dallas, who, of course, did the census music for us here at the BFO, but alas, that didn't happen. So, y'all, if you've got any connections with the music industry or with Mr. Tom Scott, I'd die to have that. Y'all, we'd make it a music bed for something.
Big Fatty.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Letterman leaving. And y'all, the other thing that was in the newspaper was the Microsoft XP, the Windows XP. Y'all, they're throwing it out the window. It's just old and decrepit, and I don't, Big Fatty doesn't use the Winders, so y'all, I don't know if it affects any of you. I don't think it affects that Miss Kim Beaver, y'all keep her in your thoughts because she's still having computer problems. I just don't know. She says the lesbian porn is just horrible on the cellular telephonic device.
Yes, Big Freddy.
Y'all, I gotta tell you, I got a car. Let's see if I bought that card. No. Oh, yeah, y'all, I did buy the card at the Vonsies today. Y'all, there's a picture of a puppy dog sitting on a couch drinking a cup of coffee, and it says, "Another year wiser." And y'all, then you open it up, and it says, "Except when it comes to phones and computers."
Big Freddy, it was like it was written for you.
It really is. Y'all, I'll probably give that one to Granny or the like. Let's see. What else was I going to do? Y'all, I thought, before the BFO little show posted on Hump Day morning, y'all already had a reservation for Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish, B.C. So y'all, Mr. Mike's gonna be coming to the Pride 48. Y'all, Brian. Brian over there in the Japan, Mexico, you know, he won the coupon contest, and Miss Bacon's been gathering change from her sofa cushions for his prize. And, you know, I had said, you know, Brian, you got to get in touch with me and let me know. where to send the cash prize. And he's written back, and he says, "Dearest Burgherder, I am much remiss for not writing sooner. You are indeed, Brian. In my defense, I started working in a new coal mine this month, and I am still learning my way around." Okay, well, we'll give you a pass on that. Oh, and the newlywed thing too. That's what's the saying about being a newlywed? Put a penny in a jar every time for the first year, and take one out every time after that, or something. Do you remember how it goes? I think before you get married, if you put a penny in a jar for every time you have sex, and then you take a penny out every time you have sex after you get married, y'all, you'll have pennies for life. Fatty. Anyway, my deepest apologies to you and Miss Bacon, and to Poodle and Squeaky Kitty, too. Big Freddy's apologize to us for what? I don't know. And he says, "Since Miss Bacon has come up with the cash money prize, I suppose we need a new contest. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe the BFO has ever had a recipe contest. How about a recipe contest where the recipe must contain bacon? Please let me know what you and Miss Bacon think about the little idea." So, Miss Bacon, that's Brian's idea, and but y'all, he signs it with very best regards, Brian in the Japan, Mexico. So, Miss Bacon, let me know what you think of Brian's idea for the contest, and come up with some rules, and we'll get going on it. Yes, Big Freddy. Oh, Rick, I see. Y'all, I gotta tell you something. There's something going on over at the Weather Rats TV station, because y'all, the newscasters are broadcasting from a makeshift set in the newsroom, not in the studio. So y'all, I think they're going to be debuting a brand new set or something like that. And you know, the Weather Rat, he just stands in front of a green board anyway, so it doesn't really matter what's going on with him. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, Poodle, would you like to tell us what that was all about?
Well, Big Freddy, I made a trip out to the California, and I went to see the folks over at the Joe Batan show, and Squeaky Kitty's mad at me, and all I can say.
And I think Fatty's missing me. How about it?
Poodle, you sounded quite different.
Yes, Big Fatty, it was the high altitude.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.